Blog Talk Radio.
I do welcome you back to our fourth season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. Our theme this fourth season, it just doesn't matter. How our lack of common sense and logic is making us sicker. You know, each season we talk about our foundational principles, the things that are absolutely essential to understand if you are to ever achieve long-lasting relief from your symptoms. If you are ever to achieve long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, your pain, your carpal tunnel syndrome, your TMJ disorder. These conditions are absolutely essential that we talk about this season, and things that, quite frankly, we just haven't talked about enough in previous seasons. You know, every season we say the only thing that matters is solutions. And you know what? The only thing that matters is solutions. So one of the things, those of you that are new to our program, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, we are a research-based, multi-specialty practice in the greater Kansas City area. Medical physicians, chiropractors, physical therapists, neurologists, pain specialists, headache specialists. So we want to establish that if we don't help lead you in the direction toward a long-lasting solution, then all this is for naught. It's all talk and no more. So if solutions to your headaches, your migraines, your pain, if solutions to your symptoms is what you're looking for, you are in the right place. However, if you're just looking for the next best way to treat your symptoms, if you're searching for the next big miracle cure, the next new and improved treatment for your headaches, the next way to manage your migraines, the next way to treat your TMJ, to solve your carpal tunnel, if you're looking to try something out and hope you're going to get long-lasting results, this is not the place for you. Turn it off now. So, in order to move towards solutions, the first thing we're going to discuss today is what are the foundational principles, the things that you must not just hear, the things that you need to understand and digest before you can ever look for long-lasting solutions. Foundational principle number one. There is always a reason why you're feeling your symptoms. There's always a reason why you're having migraines that continue to return. There's always a reason why your headaches keep coming back time and time again. There's a reason your pain continues to return. Second foundational principle. Now hear this and hear this clearly. If you don't know what that real true cause of your symptoms is, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to get rid of your symptoms and you're probably not going to live a healthy, happy, prosperous life. You must identify what that real true cause of your symptoms is. Foundational principle number three, in many cases, there is not just one magical solution. There is not one magical type of treatment alone that will provide these long-lasting results you're looking for. Many times, and dare I say, much of the time in our practice here in Kansas City, it is multiple specialists multiple specialties all put together, working together for your benefit that solves the problem once and for all. There isn't usually one magical solution. Yet, that's what we continue to be sold by each individual practitioner, doctor, therapist that we see. Everybody is more than happy and more than willing to sell us their product, whether it helps the cause of the problem or not. So when we say it just doesn't matter, we don't mean that it's okay to have headaches or migraines or pain or symptoms of any sort that continue to return. It's not okay. But hear this and hear this clearly. Our lack of common sense and logic in making decisions for our health care is making us sicker. And until we acknowledge that the decisions we're making are totally lacking common sense and logic, we're never going to make any ground. You're never going to achieve a healthy, happy lifestyle until you first acknowledge what the cause of the problem is and a solution that addresses this cause of the problem once and for all. My private practice here in the greater Kansas City area, Headache Relief at Last, if you were to read our sign, our website, our business cards, any promotional materials, anywhere that you see us at a health fair or a trade show, you will see something that appears underneath the name of our practice each and every time. Headache Relief at Last. Stop treating your symptoms. Find and fix the cause of the problem once and for all. Did you hear that? Stop treating your headaches. Stop treating your migraines. Stop looking for the next magical cure, the next best thing to manage your symptoms. Knock it off. If you don't know the cause of your symptoms, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to live a healthy and happy lifestyle. Common sense. Yet, even those of you that may agree with that statement, you must know what's causing the problem in order to fix it. Even if you agree with that statement, it certainly doesn't seem to change our decision-making when it comes to healthcare, though, does it? We continue to drug ourselves to death. We continue to raise our children from the time and the day they're born to be drug-dependent adults. From the day our children are born, we're injecting foreign chemicals, drugs, into their bodies. Let's use the common sense rule. Does it make sense that putting foreign chemicals in your body will make you healthier? If you're one of those that believes by pumping your body or your child's body full of drugs and medication is making you healthier, this is not the program for you. However, if you believe that your symptoms do in fact happen for a reason, it's just been downright difficult to find that reason, you are in the right place. I've got great news for you. So it just doesn't matter unless first you know the real true cause of the problem, and it just doesn't matter unless the treatment or therapy you're getting is actually fixing the cause of the problem once and for all. This is what we mean by it just doesn't matter. So in our fourth season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, we will discuss different conditions, once again, not just limited to headaches, to migraines, or to pain, but other conditions that you've been kind enough to write to us about, to call us about. To name a few, carpal tunnel syndrome, TMJ disorders, trigeminal neuralgia, And one of the things that came up quite frequently in your questions and comments were seizure disorders. Once again, seizures happen for a reason. Migraines happen for a reason. TMJ happens for... These conditions don't happen for no reason. There is a reason, and the difficult part of the process is finding someone or finding the right combination of specialists that can identify that cause and formulate a plan that is actually personalized, customized for you to fix the cause of the problem once and for all. This is common sense, isn't it? So this season we'll be discussing why our lack of common sense, both on our part, in other words, there's only one person that can make decisions for your health, and it is not your doctor, it is not your chiropractor, it is not your therapist, it is not your acupuncturist, it is not your massage therapist, it is you. And until you have a little bit of common sense and use it, the chances of long-lasting results are slim. That being said, if we are able to apply each and every week on our program common sense and logic based on proven medical research, no opinions here, if we can make recommendations based on proven scientific research to actually lead you in the direction toward finally finding the cause and fixing the cause once and for all, I think we all may be a little bit happier. What do you think? Other things we'll discuss this season are how politics have gotten not just involved with healthcare, politics have infiltrated healthcare. Politics is now a part of our healthcare system, and unfortunately, in many cases, politics is taking over our healthcare system. And by the way, I don't mean Obamacare. I mean that the day-to-day decisions that your doctor or your therapist makes for you and your health and your family's health are influenced by political factors and by business factors. So listen to this closely. What your doctor, your chiropractor, your therapist recommends for you may or may not be what's best for you. Unfortunately, there are cases, and they are not rare by any stretch of the imagination, where the decisions your doctor and therapist make for you are certainly beneficial for the doctor and the therapist, but at the same time, completely ignore the facts and the medical research. Your doctor's decisions, more times than you know, are contrary to what the medical research proves. So let's not talk about opinions on our program this season. I won't give you my opinion, and if I ever do, I will tell you it's my opinion. But let's make recommendations for your health and your family's health based on proven, solid scientific research. That certainly makes more sense because think about this. How many of you have actually gone to multiple types of doctors, therapists, with the exact same condition, the same migraines, the same headache, the same pain, the same TMJ problem, the same carpal tunnel, the same seizures, you've gone to several different doctors or therapists. Yet, each one of those doctors and therapists had a totally and completely different opinion as to what was going on and recommended a completely, totally different regimen of treatment. Have you experienced this? I certainly have. So now it becomes which doctor or specialist really knows what they're talking about, or in many cases, do any of them know what they're really talking about? Or are they just trying to sell me treatment? Are they just trying to sell me therapy because that's the therapy or treatment that they happen to be trained to sell or provide? Listen to this. The number one reason, there isn't a close second. There is one reason that stands far above any other. There is not a close second. The number one reason that you have not been able to get long-lasting results from your condition is your doctor has no idea what's really causing your problem. It's as simple as that. The number one reason you have not gotten long-lasting results, the number one reason your child has not gotten long-lasting results, your doctor is guessing. Your therapist is guessing. Your chiropractor is guessing. Why would you let somebody guess with your health? Why would you let somebody gamble with your health or, God forbid, your child's health? Opinions are easy to find. We can get an opinion at any doctor or therapist we choose to visit. Once again, if you're looking for opinions, this is the wrong program. So once again, it goes back to one of our main foundational principles, and that is, if you don't know what's causing your symptoms in the first place, it really doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're never going to live healthy and happy and get rid of this problem once and for all. Simple as that. Common sense. Digest it. Accept it. Without this common sense and logic, nothing else matters. I want to take just a moment here to thank each and every one of you that continue to listen to our program as the years progress. Sometimes I'm known to jump on my soapbox and preach a little bit. That's not the intent. At the same time, I'm passionate about what we do here at Headache Relief at Last. I want to pass the research and the knowledge on to as many people as we can who feel as if they've tried everything. Do you ever feel like you've tried everything? You've tried every option available, yet the best you've ever done is maybe some temporary relief at best? Do you feel that way? Have you felt that way? Let's inject a little common sense. You are not having migraines because your doctor hasn't found the right drug. You are not having headaches. You're not having pain because the pharmaceutical companies have not found the right chemical to put in your body. That's not the cause. You're not having seizures because your doctor hasn't taken out the right piece of your brain. You're not having carpal tunnel syndrome because your body is defective and you need to cut your wrists. You're not having TMJ because you talk too much or chew gum. Use a little bit of common sense and logic. I want to finish with something that many of you listening have heard me say before. It's something I say each and every day in practice, in addition to if you don't know the true cause of your problem, chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief or be healthy. This is something that I want you to take note of. One of the most important things I will tell you not only today, but one of the most important things that you can put in your toolbox, that you can put in your arsenal to use for your benefit, for your family's benefit, and for those you care about. It doesn't matter if you're suffering with migraines, headaches, pain, numbness, tingling, digestional issues, breathing issues, heart problems. There are two questions that you absolutely must ask your doctor, and you absolutely must get an acceptable answer. I don't care what kind of a doctor, what kind of a therapist, what kind of a specialist. Ask these two questions, get an acceptable answer, or run the other way. Question number one. Hey, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that is causing this symptom I'm having? Write it down. Doctor, are you 100% certain that you know what's going on inside of my body that is causing my migraines, that is causing my pain, that is causing my TMJ, that is causing my numbness? Doctor, do you know with certainty what is going on inside of my body that's resulting in this symptom? Question number one. And finally, question number two. Doctor, if you're 100% certain you know what's causing this symptom in my body, is the treatment you're recommending going to fix this cause of the problem, or are you just treating my symptoms? Doctor, if you're 100% certain you know what's going on inside of my body that's causing this, is the treatment you're giving me really fixing the cause of the problem, or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? Keep these questions with you. Keep them in your mind. Write them down if you need to. You are in charge of your health. It is not your doctor's job. It's not a lack of common sense on our parts. It's a lack of common sense on our part and a lack of common sense on our doctor's parts. And when you put this together, we have a big problem. We're getting sicker and sicker and drug dependent. Because that's what we've accepted as the norm. It's not okay. It's not okay to drug our kids from the day they're born. It's not okay to continue to drug yourself. It's not okay to keep ignoring the problem. You know, many of us, including myself, have been at that point where we do feel as if we've tried everything. But here's the reality. When you feel like you've tried everything, what that really means is you have tried everything that has been offered to you so far. But the chance is you probably haven't tried everything. It's finding those options, looking at your condition from a broader perspective, from the perspective of multiple specialties that are all working together for your benefit. We don't want to go to 10 specialists and get 10 different opinions and try 10 different things without knowing what we're trying to fix in the first place. Common sense and logic. These are the things we'll be discussing in our fourth season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. I want to finish today by acknowledging those of you that have continued to support us over the years, both in our radio podcasts, in our live events, in our private practice, Headache Relief at Last, here in the greater Kansas City area and beyond. I cannot thank you enough. The thing that's most important to us is your concerns, your questions. Whether you're listening to this radio podcast live or whether you're listening to it archived in our database, you are welcome at any time to send questions to me. You can send any questions by email. You can send your comments by email to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. And that is both Dr. D-R or doctor spelled out. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. We will address your concerns. We'll talk about those things on the air that we can and that we think are absolutely important to you. Don't forget to join us. Tell your friends, tell your family, share it. Noon Central Time, blogtalkradio.com/headache relief at last, all typed together. blogtalkradio.com/headache relief at last. thank you so kindly for your listenership. I cannot thank you enough for the support over the years. We are celebrating the beginning of our 22nd year in private practice. Once again, all because of you and your support. Thank you kindly. Please join us next Tuesday at noon Central on blogtalkradio.com. I look forward to seeing you next week. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.